Howdy, my name is Jeff Mobus, and I have some questions I'd like you to consider asking yourself. They concern the Attorney General of the United States and his move to relaunch America's war on pot and to unleash the full force and fury of the federal government's power to eradicate marijuana from the face of the country, if not the earth, even in states like Alaska, who have chosen to legalize the production, sale, and consumption of recreational marijuana. What does this second war on pot mean to you as a citizen of Alaska, as a citizen of Sitka, and as a citizen of the United States? Whether back in 2014 you voted for or against the legalization of the production, sale, and use of recreational marijuana subject to state and local regulation, that's irrelevant. That was then, and this is now. The first and most important question I would like to ask you is simple. Exactly who is to determine whether or not marijuana is legal in Alaska? The people of Alaska or a White House appointee? In other words, on what basis, constitutional, legal, ethical, scientific, moral, or otherwise, on what basis does Attorney General Jeff Sessions claim that he has the authority to overrule, overturn, and defy the express intent of the people of Alaska as determined in open ballot referendum? If the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency were to show up to close down Weed Dudes and Northern Lights, the two local legal marijuana retail outlets out in the Sawmill Creek Plaza, what would you do? Will you be there to protest what they are doing, or will you be there to cheer them on? What would be the reaction and response of Sitka's elected and administrative leaders, or of its police department, of her civic, business, and cultural leaders? Obviously, all of these questions apply equally to Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and every other place in Alaska where ballot measure 2 has been implemented. This could almost be a draft of a treatment for a 2018 remake of The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, eh? You remember, the 60s flick with Alan Arkin, Carl Reiner, Eva Marie Saint, Brian Keith, and Jonathan Winters, set right here in Sitka. This nation is already involved in enough wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Libya, and Somalia, and then there's North Korea. The last thing America needs to be plotting, planning, and resourcing is another war, a war on pot, especially here in Sitka. Thanks for listening to my rant, and thanks to KCIW for permitting me to express myself. I'm Jeff Mobus.